702. The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
24 after 8, Adam Gilchrist. Let's start in the Middle East. Things there hanging in the balance, aren't there? Now there's deep concerns about what comes next.
Yeah, absolutely. The United States has said that it believes Israel is planning a narrow and limited strike inside Iran. Now, would that end it? Would that just be the tip part of the tit for tat? We're not sure, of course. There's a whole wave of diplomacy going on. For instance, the UK foreign secretary has gone to Israel today to talk to Benjamin Netanyahu, and I guess to persuade him, he's talked about restraint and calm and so forth. Tehran is tense. This is interesting because it's sort of the other side of the equation that we don't often hear about. But as reported by the BBC Persian service, I always think they should rename that Persian. Anyway, they have talked about how normal Iranians fear what comes next. There's a heavy police presence on the streets of Iran. Is that because the Iranian leaders themselves are worried about people rising up? A letter sent by a long list of Iranian activists, both inside and outside of the country, have criticized the Iranian Revolutionary Guard's actions, saying no to warmongering. And even graffiti has appeared on some walls in Iranian cities. Israel, strike the supreme leader's house, as in Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. You think, wow, that's, I don't know, what is that? That's a kind of insurrection, I suppose. But as we stand, very tense, and there are plenty of analysts and military analysts saying the next 24, maybe 48 hours could be crucial as to whether this stays inside a domestic issue, if you like, or becomes a wider Middle East problem and therefore a wider world problem.
I mean, it's amazing how quickly all of this shifts. Just what wasn't too long ago, we're talking about protests against the Iranian regime. Whatever attack may come may bolster its legitimacy. We just don't know, do we? Adam, let's talk now about the U.S. Six jurors have been selected for Donald Trump's hush money trial.
Yeah, remember, he's denied falsifying business records to conceal a hush money payment to the porn star Stormy Daniels. This was meant to have happened 8 years ago. He has denied it. But the finding the jury is interesting. 60 out of 96 potential jurors immediately quit, saying that they could not be impartial. More have been weeded out or excluded. Crucially, they just get asked that question. Do you think you could be impartial at this trial? To which many have gone, nah. One woman was heard leaving the courts in New York saying, I just couldn't do it, and shaking her head. So as you say, six or seven have been chosen now. There are a few more to come. It could take many more days of the number of people. But it's an indication of how challenging this case is, the first of potentially four criminal trials against Donald Trump. Finding a group of 12 impartial jurors for a high-profile sex scandal that involves a former president who wants to be the next president, is there anyone on the planet who doesn't already have an opinion about that? If it's you, then they might want to hear from you, because, yeah, it's tough.
Adam, what might a psychic say about all of that and Trump's chances?
Yeah, this is interesting. A Canadian conman jailed for 10 years for swindling people out of large sums of money. It seems so obvious up front. And the way we're putting it now, you'll think, how could anyone fall for that? And yet, 1.3 million Americans did fall for the silver-tongued approaches of Patrice Runner. Well, it wasn't just silver-tongued. He basically sent emails, and he had minions sending millions of emails in which basically you're promised wealth and happiness and an astral clairvoyant forecast. Just send us some money. And then you get that. And then after a single payment, more emails saying, send us some more money. Requests, letters, people are bombarded. This guy, Patrice Runner, now jailed for 10 years, made $175 million through conning over a million Americans in this way, many of them elderly and vulnerable. Boy, it's amazing what people will fall for. But then don't we all fall for something at some point in our lives?
Did he get to keep it? I wonder. Adam Gilchrist with this morning's World View.